Welcome to the Preacher's Corner, brought to you by In-House Productions with your hosts, Pastor JT and Lady Fanita. Listen to this podcast on Apple, Google, and Spotify. And you can find us at our website at thepreacherscorner.net, on Facebook at The Preacher's Corner, and IG at the.preacherscorner. Submission, sacrifice, flesh out of control. Some churches is hot, some churches is cold. Lip out the sword, everywhere that I go. Holiness is right, never give soul. Submission, sacrifice, flesh out of control.
Never thought I'd live to see such misery. Segregation among the body of Christ. Online debates, prophets calling wrong, right, the laymen. Standing the pews are fed up, they're staying home. Let's bring it on. What's going on? Itching ears has gotten to be the norm. Pastors laying hands while being addicted to porn. Concubines on the side, time to sound the alarm. I got fired. Trying to bring it home. What's going on? It's all wrong. I don't know what's left to do. It's all hot, cold, it's up to you.
Some churches is hot, some churches is cold. Lip out the sword, everywhere that I go. Holiness is right, never gets old. Submission, sacrifice, flesh out of control. Some churches is hot, some churches is cold. Lip out the sword, everywhere that I go. Holiness is right, never gets old. Submission, sacrifice, flesh out of control.
Let me line you up like this. I understand we all fall short, but you know we must repent. I ain't declaring I'm swept clean, but far from where I've been. Striving for perfection on the daily, trying to see the King of Kings.
Some churches is hot, some churches is cold. Lip out the sword, everywhere that I go. Holiness is right, never gets old. Submission, sacrifice, flesh out of control. Some churches is hot, some churches is cold. Lip out the sword, everywhere that I go. Holiness is right, never gets old. Submission, sacrifice, flesh out of control. Some churches is hot, some churches is cold. Lip out the sword, everywhere that I go. Holiness is right, never gets old. Submission, sacrifice, flesh out of control.
That's right, that's right. I beseech you therefore, brother, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
What up? What up, what up, what up, what up? Pastor JT back in the building for a Freedom Friday. Free your mind, free your conscience, free everything. Free yourself from sin. Here it is. Pastor JT back once again. Happy the day after 4th of July. Man, I'm excited about what the Lord is doing in this ministry. Thanks to all of those that have been sowing through the Cash App. If you want to sow a seed to further help produce this podcast, help sow into it, it's the Preacher's Corner through Cash App, the Preacher's Corner through Cash App. Man, we have so much going on in the world today. Shout out to each and every listener that tuned in for the Corey Drums interview. Thank you for pulling up and blessing us again with all of the great wisdom for the indie artists and all of the things that he got coming up. So if you missed that one, you could check that out on our YouTube channel, or scroll back up and check it out on this audio app as well. Listen, that song that you just heard was Hot and Cold. It's unreleased. I wrote this song back in 2021. I was going to put it on the Rapture Ready EP. I didn't release the Rapture Ready EP at all. That would have been that song, Last Days, When the Trumpet Blows. There's a couple of songs that I still got sitting back waiting to see when and how to release these. I decided to put this one on this particular episode because it's fitting for what I be talking about. Man, we're dealing with so much stuff in today's society that resembles the church being hot and cold, hot and cold, hot and cold, when that's a natural way of saying it. But what the Bible says it is, we shouldn't be lukewarm. And so that's what that song is based off of, Revelations chapter 2. So, man, dealing with a lot of, man, we just had the BET Awards. Oh, my God. It was so much crazy stuff going on that, but not particularly the awards itself. I expect that from them, but what I don't expect from the body of believers is the responses that we saw throughout social media. Certain figures that went on, they was in agreement with some things, some wasn't, and so that's why we can't come off to the babes in Christ as a divided body, man. Some of us are with certain things, some of us are not with certain things, and it's too many different doctrines and beliefs that's in within the body, which can confuse somebody that's just now getting into the faith. And so what we have here in this era, in this day of time, we got so many distractions and so many different things that we're given passes to do such things. And if we know something to be a sin, if we know without a shadow of a doubt that we know that we shouldn't be doing XYZ as a believer, as a man of the cloth, as a woman of the cloth, as a prayer warrior, as a leader in a ministry, as a online ministry, or however you do your ministry, certain things we shouldn't do publicly, or not just publicly, because God knows all. He knows all. That's those iniquities, those hidden sins. So God knows all of our iniquities. Man, we got people selling plots online to get into heaven. Oh my God, man, we're at a place where if I'm not a believer and somebody was trying to draw me in, it's distasteful. It's a lot of distasteful things that are going on. It's going on in the body of Christ. We got pastors living in all any kinds of way. We got some stepping down. We have some being exposed with their scandals, having babies out of in the midst of their marriage, within the congregations, dating their spiritual daughters, so to speak. And so it is some crazy, 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 crazy things going on right now. And not just saying right now because of social media, we're in the information age, we're able to find these things out quicker. A lot of people posted about them and talking about them. We see certain clips. It's certain avenues. We can see your sermons all throughout the world now, and they could take a clip of your sermons, and especially if you say you're saying something that line up, line upon line, precept upon precept, and it's not lining up with your life. It's not lining up with what you're preaching. It's crazy. It's crazy. And so we're leading a lot of people astray. Leading a lot of people astray. I want to go to the Word of God, and let's look at Revelations chapter 18. We're going to look at chapter 18, and it says it just like this, reading at 18:2, and he called out with a mighty voice, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the great. She has become a dwelling place for demons, a haunt for every unclean spirit, a haunt for every unclean bird, a haunt for every unclean, distasteable beast. For all nations have drunk the wine of passion in her sexual immorality, and the kings of the earth have committed immorality with her, and the merchants of the earth have grown rich from the power of her luxurious living. Then I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, lest you take part in her sins, lest you share in her plagues. In her sins are heaped high as heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Pay her back as she herself has paid back others, and repay her double for her deeds. Mix a double portion for her in the cup she mixed as she glorified herself and lived in luxury. So give her a like measure of torment and mourning, since in her heart she says, I sit as a queen, I am no widow, and mourning I shall never see. For this reason her plagues will come in a single day, death in the morning and famine, and she will be burned up with fire. For mighty is the Lord God who has judged her. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, to the hearers, and doers of his holy and divine word. Man, that passage, it's describing exactly what we are seeing. It's describing exactly what we see in Babylon, the body of Christ, many people call it the United States, as she celebrates her freedom of the weekend, that she celebrates her freedom. God gives us this word, saying, fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. She has become a dwelling place for demons, a haunt for every unclean spirit, a haunt for every unclean bird, a haunt for every unclean and distasteful beast. For all nations have drunk the wine of the passion of her sexual immorality. Man, there are so many different where agendas being pushed where we can love who we want to love. You get that, catch that between the lines. We can love who we want to love sexually. And that's unclean. Those are the unclean spirits that this passage is talking about. She has become a dwelling place for demons. A dwelling place for demons. Man, it is all sorts of demonic presence around. There's suicide going rapid online. You have teenagers committing suicide online. There's drive-bys being committed online. Everything is being caught online. And so once the eye gate gets to see, the ear gate gets to hear everything that's going on online, it gets into the individual that's weak or already have a house where a unclean spirit dwells, and those spirits combine and dwell together and torment the mind. It goes in, it says, and the kings of the earth have committed immorality with her, and the merchants of the earth have grown rich from the power of her luxurious living. Then I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, lest you take part in her sins, lest you share in her plagues, for her sins are heaped as heavens, and God has remembered her iniquities. God has remembered every single sin that we've committed. He says, pay her back as she herself has paid others, and repay her double for her deeds. Mix a double portion for her in the cup she mixed as she glorified herself and lived luxurious, so give her a like measure of torment. We're being tormented in the mind in our sleep. As many that toss to and fro in their sleep, they have in these crazy dreams, and demons are following them or falling from buildings and all kind of things. That's because of the things that we're allowing to enter into our eye gate and our ear gates, and is residing and settling within our spirit, within our spirit. The text goes on to saying, it says, like a measure of torment and mourning, since in her heart she says, I sit as a queen, I am no widow, and mourning I should never see. We don't believe anything is going to happen to us because we saved by grace. Because grace covers a multitude of sin. We begin to take the grace for granted and live any kind of way and become repetitive repenters. We really don't repent. We're actually giving an apology, like a Band-Aid over something that we could continue to go back and forth to. We put adultery. I ain't going to cheat this week. I ain't going to cheat on my spouse this week. So we put it in the cupboard. We go back and get it out of the cupboard after she makes us mad or he makes us mad again. We stop stealing for a while because we come up for a little bit and we get the things that we want. We stop slanging dope for a little bit because we come up. We stop cheating on our taxes a little bit. We stop cheating on doing illegal things to get funds. We stop doing it for a little while because we come up a little bit. But as soon as we are in need again, we go right back to the sin and pick it right back up. We don't serve a God that we could put into the attic and tape it up and put God on a box. We don't serve a God like that where we can go back and get him anytime that we want to. The word of God tells us that we are supposed to pray continuously and to have the mind of Christ and the speech and have the walk of Christ. Amen. Somebody talk back to me. If you honk your horn, something, do something that you're living and you're understanding the words that's coming freely when coming out of my mouth, Listen, I pray that we don't end up like seven churches that's talked about in chapter 2. Number one, that Ephesus, that church had forsaken his first love. That's Revelations 2:2-4. That church forsaken his first love. They just fell in love with him, but turned away from him. Samaria, the church that suffered persecution. It's always being talked about. There's always some rumors going around about that church. Then we had the church that needed to repent. They was doing all kind of crazy stuff. And then we had the church that had the false prophets. And then the church that had fallen asleep. And you can find that in 3 and 2. The false prophets is in 2 and 20. And then the church that had endured patiently, they sat, waited patiently for God to bless them and all the healing and everything manifested. And then finally you have the church with the lukewarm faith. And that's where this comes in with this song, hot and cold, hot and cold, hot and cold. What exactly am I talking about when I'm talking about a hot and cold church? And when I'm talking about a church, I'm talking about an individual, because we are the church. A hot church is deeply involved and committed to faith. A cold one can be deeply impacted in faith and change. They're only going to push the faith in the change. So where the Bible tells us where we shouldn't be is lukewarm, and that is that we have some knowledge of Christ but lack enough faith to be engaged. A lukewarm church describes the attitude of how our deeds are not in line with true salvation. Listen, we cannot be found lukewarm. We have to be the model examples of Christ if we want to effectively engage with babes in Christ and draw them into Christ. Man, today, allow your light to shine to somebody, whether you're at work, whether you're in your car, whether you're at the grocery store. Smile and give somebody some positiveness. Ask them how they're doing. Introduce Christ. Introduce Christ to someone on today. That's how our freedom should be, that we'll be free in Christ, free enough to be able to share a positive word, to be able to share a word of encouragement, to be able to share a moment of prayer with individuals on this Freedom Friday. Listen, I pray that you've been blessed. I pray that you've been blessed by this word. I pray you're blessed by the song. Please, ma'am, please, sir, share this podcast with somebody that needs to hear it, that needs to be free in their bondage, free from bondage, and free from their stinking thinking, free from any aspects of life that is hindering them from growing and coming into the knowledge of Christ, man. I pray right now, Father God, we come to you right now as thankful as we know how. We thank you for protecting us while we've been on the dangerous highways and byways. God, we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you allow us to be the beacon of light that you have called us to be in darkness and in those dark areas. Allow us the courage and cover us to go back to the places where we can be the light and be around the individuals that we can be the light, Lord God, that we can be the light in their dark lives, Lord God, that we can be able to minister effectively to each and every individual that we come in contact with. Allow us not to be lukewarm, but a hot church, Lord God, a hot individual, a hot temple, Lord God, for your kingdom. We bind up the hand of the enemy that will come against this word, against our mind, against the desire to even share this broadcast with anybody else, Lord God. We ask right now in the name of Jesus that you open up the windows of heaven where we may be able to be found in favor to receive blessings, where this podcast can be able to do things for your kingdom outside in the community, where we be able to put on events, Lord God, and do the things that we want to do for your kingdom, Lord God. We ask right in the name of Jesus, right now in the name of Jesus, that you continue to strengthen me and keep me out of harm's way and continue to keep me motivated to pour out your word through this podcast. We ask that you touch Lady Fanita even now. Touch her mind, touch her body, and touch her spirit where she is even now, Lord God. We ask in Jesus' mighty name, we pray, amen, amen, amen. We are celebrating 12 years of marriage this week on July 11th, man. So thank God for 12 years of marriage, man. That's my friend, my soulmate. There's no other individual that I even like being around. And I love her with my whole entire heart. I love her with my whole entire heart. I ain't ashamed to tell the world that I love Lady Fanita R. Mayberry. So if you're listening, sugar, Pastor JT loves you and can't wait to celebrate the remaining of our lives. Man, we pray that y'all been blessed by this broadcast. If you feel compelled to sow a seed at our Cash App, The Preacher's Corner. Continue to share this podcast with each and every individual that you know, and drop us some comments. Drop us some comments on our Facebook page, on our Instagram page, or on whatever platform that you're listening to this podcast on. I'm Pastor JT. Enjoy your weekend and be safe. Be safe out there. We pray you come back for Motivation Monday. God bless.
thanks so much for joining us for The Preacher's Corner with your hosts, Pastor JT and Lady Fanita. For more information, you can log on to our website at thepreacherscorner.net, Facebook at The Preacher's Corner, and IG the.preacherscorner. This is an in-house production. We'll see you next time.
In-house productions.
In-house. In-house. In-house.